It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Welcome to another edition of Opinions Matter, the almost daily podcast recorded live from our studios in the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And I can tell you, this day that we recorded this podcast, it's very warm in this studio. You don't have a temperature gauge, do you?
No, last night was horrible, wasn't it? Last night I couldn't sleep because it was so...
I'm sorry to hear that.
Last night was the hottest day, the hottest night I think I've ever tried to sleep. But yeah, it was just
Anyway, we're very uncomfortable here doing this podcast. Now, if you're listening to this podcast and it's the winter time, you're probably wondering why are we hot. Well, on the day that we recorded this, it's very, very, very hot in this studio. So bear with us. It's just not, it's not very comfortable.
Why don't you just... Oh, no, considering the topic we're talking...
No, I won't be taking any topic.
I can't make any sexual jokes, can
I? No. Well, maybe you can. Well, we'll find out.
No, I can't do that.
Everybody has a topic. Every single one of you listening to this has a topic that we could debate on this podcast. Now, a lot of the stuff that people send us, we can't debate because it's...
Shite.
But it's shy topics, and you know what I mean. Well, it is. It's not going to make a debate.
There's a lot of stuff that you would be like...
There's a lot of stuff
that we do appreciate them contacting us. You know, never stop contacting us, guys, because sometimes you can find us.
Remember the one a couple of months ago where I walked in and caught my boyfriend getting his penis licked by the dog. This is a true email.
He put peanut butter on his crotch.
He did, yeah. And obviously the girlfriend contacted us because she thought it's something we'd be interested in. And she was like, will you please debate the fact that my boyfriend...
She did.
Ex-boyfriend now. And I was like, what is the debate? Like,
and I rang her because I thought this is a joke. And Jeremy was like, no, this person has contacted us before. It's real. And I rang her and she was so like, oh, I walked in and I just seen it. I seen the dog licking his crotch. I just made it through that conversation.
Yeah.
With not laughing.
So my point is, some of the things that you contact us about to debate, we actually can't because there's no debate in peanut butter on your crotch. Literally. Who'd even ring in about that? However, one topic that did come in from Gary, and those of you who listen to this podcast regularly will know Gary. He's been on the podcast before. He's always great to chat. Unfortunately, he can't chat about this, and it will all make sense why he can't talk about this when you hear the message. This came in at 9 o'clock last night. And as I said, you can contact us at any time if there's a topic you want debated. 085-825-2626. That's the WhatsApp number. No topic is too stupid, apart from the one with the peanut butter and the dog. Just can't touch that. But this one from Gary, this kind of scared me. And if you're a man, it should scare you too. Here is what Gary says. I don't want you to mention my name or company. No, Gary isn't his name. It's his name is used as when he calls in here. So Gary isn't his name. Because I need to keep my job for now, he says. You know me, guys. I've been on your podcast before. I respect women. I'm married. I have a daughter. But what happened to me on Monday shocked me and I still haven't got over it. 2 weeks ago, one of the girls in the office was leaving for 2 weeks holidays. As she was going out the door, I gave her a hug and said, have a nice time. I thought nothing of it. 2 weeks later, I got a written complaint and warning. This was on Monday, telling me that a complaint had been made by her that the hug, which only lasted for 2 seconds, made her uncomfortable and that it was unsolicited. This is in inverted commas, so I assume this is what was in the email. That it was unsolicited and unconsensual contact, which would be taken seriously. I genuinely meant no harm. The thing is, she was at a work event the week before that and I saw her hugging two female co-workers. Is it because I'm a man? ? Anyway, let this be a warning. Don't even hug people now, even if you're consoling someone who lost a family member. It could ruin your life. It nearly ruined mine. And that is from Gary. Now, on that note, it's interesting that this came in last night, Katie, because literally an hour ago in my other job, there was a girl who I work with, I get on very well with, Brona is her name. She was going on 3 weeks holidays, and as we were both leaving work at the same time, and as we were leaving work, she actually gave me a hug and said, I'll see you in 3 weeks, and she gave me a hug.
And there was another hugger in when we worked in 98 too. Do you remember the 98 hugger?
Yeah, she was always hugging you. Female, yeah, she always did. That's just what she was.
Yeah, she was huggy. Oh, no, she didn't hug me or Adrian. Just you.
Now, the thing about hugs is, it's very well known, I am a huggy person, I've always been. I grew up in a huggy household. I think hugs, at the right time, are good and can be good. But, however, this woman obviously saw things differently. Now, people are getting very annoyed. Did you see the comments on Facebook?
Yeah.
People
claiming somebody said
this
an
man
unwarranted
is,
and unsolicited hug from a creepy person. Like, I just think that's bonkers.
But first of all, we are not going to tarnish this man's.
Well, nobody knows who the man is.
Yeah,
so
I know.
I mean, you're
no,
not
but he's a
tarnish
him. He's a regular listener on
the
caller.
He's hidden
so
his name and he's not coming on
okay,
the air. So
but he's
no
not creepy. You know, you've spoken to him before.
No.
He is not creepy from what we know about him. So I will not have mad feminists accusing him of being.
He's a lovely. He's an absolute gentleman. He'd be the first person if you needed. If you rang him at 12 o'clock tonight and said my car is broken down, he would be out to you. No matter how far you had to drive, he's a sweetheart.
Yeah. And he's never tried to hug you. Well, you've never met him.
I wouldn't mind him hugging me, to be honest. Can
no,
I say that?
The thing is, I was thinking about this.
I mean, he's quite...
I was thinking about this before we came on. I've never hugged you. I know you years.
You have hugged me.
Have I? I don't think I have.
You have. I've hugged Adrian loads.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Me and Adrian are great. Best friends, though.
Yeah, so. You're just not the type of person that...
I just don't like you. No.
No, but you don't welcome hugs. But there's certain people... So say, for instance, literally over an hour ago...
professional, though.
This girl who I work with gave me a hug and said, now, should I go and complain that it was unsolicited? It'd be laughed out of the place.
No, if you felt uncomfortable, I think the first port of call should be to go to her and say, listen, didn't like it, don't do it. End of story. If she groped you or something, then, you know... I just think the world's gone mad, like unwarranted and unsolicited embraces. That's what someone said on Facebook, an unwarranted and unsolicited embrace.
So we would like to hear from you, and I'll get Katie's opinion on this because she has a very strong opinion. She was shouting
Robert
about this.
Robert says Katie's showing her desire for male contact. No, like I like a hug, I do, but particularly if it's by attractive 6 foot something.
And you see that? Okay, we were warned. Did you see your man warning us that we should take this seriously because this woman was obviously...
I'm sorry,
So you're not going to take it seriously?
Well, no, I'll take it seriously as in she felt violated and that's her right to feel that way or that she's entitled to feel how she feels, but I just think the world has gone absolutely
bonkers.
Now,
in the previous company we worked in, there were certain females that you would know, okay, that's a big no-no. Say this one, and I'll just type because there was a certain woman we worked with.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so that particular
the
woman,
guardian of the galaxy,
nice girl, lovely girl.
Yeah,
you could have the crack with her, but you knew that.
Oh, but even worse than her.
Yeah, the other one.
The other one.
Yeah, the other one. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for this.
Oh, yeah, you'd be
it's quite
sacked.
Childish, but we're talking about people that we don't
but
obviously.
This is we actually know people who this would be.
Yeah. Oh no, we do. Sorry, you all know somebody that would be triggered by this. So the question is. Was this woman, well, obviously she was within her rights to complain if it made her uncomfortable. Now, she obviously doesn't hate hugs because female colleagues have hugged her before. I think this should be taken seriously.
He's right, what Robert said. No, he's right. If this was a man who made the complaint, it would be laughed. I'd be like, grow a pair. Ha, ha, ha.
Okay, so you,
I don't
that,
think we should laugh
your,
at the woman because she's entitled to feel how she feels. I just think the world has gone... Amen.
Yeah, when you saw her story, what was your initial reaction?
Well,
Karen.
I said to you, can I say what I said?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I said to you, that girl needs to get a life if that's what she's worrying about. A hug. Like, okay, she felt violated, that's fine, but going to HR and making it a formal investigation, go to the person who did it and say to them, listen.
Or just back off and they go to hug you. Just back off and it wouldn't.
No, but even if you don't want it to happen again or be in a situation, just say to them, listen, I didn't like it, it made me feel uncomfortable. Please don't do it again. And you know what? He probably wouldn't do it again. He definitely wouldn't do it again. We know this fella. He did not. He's not a creepy guy. He's not a creepy guy.
That particular woman that we were talking about that we used to work with,
yes.
When she was leaving to go on maternity leave.
Yes.
Lots of women were queuing up in the office. Do you remember the time to give her a hug? We'll see you in...
I was on maternity leave at that
Oh, you were as well.
I was gone.
Lots of females were queuing up to give her a hug.
I just had my own baby.
Yeah. Oh, best of luck, best of luck, best of luck. And I was walking up to give her a hug as well, and I got a tug on the back on my shirt pulling me back, and it was Adrian.
No!
It was Adrian. And Adrian
to stop
said,
you.
And Adrian said, I wouldn't go there.
Stop! Are you serious?
Yeah, this is God honest truth, sorry.
No
he
way.
He pulled me back and said, are you fucking mad, pretty much? And
Adrian actually stopped you.
Yeah, and I was like, what, I'm giving her a hug before she goes on maternity leave.
I think in that context, she would have been fine.
Oh, who knows? Now,
she is lovely.
She is
a very, very nice person. She was a fan of yours. She liked you.
She did like me, but you just never know. And in hindsight, maybe he was right.
Yeah.
He did. Now, we could have her on this podcast now and she could have said, oh, for fuck's sake, Jeremy, you should have given me a hug. But you just don't know.
Oh no, I don't think so. I had a debate.
Yeah, she was quite
recently that she was on.
And she was quite feminist.
She is quite a feminist. In her view on that, even, but she's a lovely, and she's entitled to her view. She's a lovely person.
Yeah,
but you have to be careful.
Sorry, you are completely entitled. Let me make this very straight and clear. You are completely entitled to say no to any form of physical contact. Yeah,
physical contact.
If you are, some people are just they're socially awkward. They just don't like human contact of any kind. And if that is the case, that should be the case. But as Katie was saying, this woman in this job should have turned around and said it to Gary. Said, actually, I don't want to hug.
I think people like this woman can be dangerous. That's being honest.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. Because it's somebody like that who would go out and say she was assaulted by someone.
Oh, geez, I hug people all the time.
No, but my worry would be someone like that would be, okay, he touched me. Like, okay, you were entitled to not want people touching, but you can say it to them. But it's someone who goes to HR and creates an investigation out of it. That kind of person genuinely would concern me, because they're the kind of person that would put up something about, I was assaulted, or they are militant.
That's Kate. Oh, okay. That's Casey's opinion. That's my opinion. We'd love to hear yours. We're going to get some debate now.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.
Now, Lee, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you make of this? Now, again, we were literally two people messaged saying you better take this seriously and you better deal with this topic with some respect, and which we are doing, but we have to debate it. What do you make of what happened?
Yeah. I think it is a bit crazy that the person who did the hug is completely oblivious and unaware. So I do feel... like, if that was me in the situation, and I sort of, like, say, look, you know, not too comfy, not touchy-feely, not a huggy person, so I prefer you didn't do it. No offense.
Sorry, are you saying you aren't a touchy-feely, huggy person?
No, I'm saying if I wasn't.
Oh, if
I wouldn't. Like, if it was me in the situation, I'd be like, ah, Jesus, yeah, Grant, whatever. You know, I'm easy going, but I've learned from past experience in a job I was in, we were joking in the office. Like, I'll give you a case of how people can be triggered with this type of thing, right? We were in the office messing, chatting, having a bit of banter, and it wasn't like we were discussing something work related, let's say, at that moment, in that second. And I had like something in my hand, and the other way you tap someone and say, with a piece of paper or something in your hand, I'd go way out of that. You know, that way, joking, right? So I wasn't hugging anyone or, what would you say, going into their space heavy, right? We were joking and I had something in my hand, and my colleague in one of my jobs turned around and goes, no, don't touch that. Don't do that to me.
Oh, really?
And I was shocked because I was like, oh, Jesus. I actually was taken back and petrified, because the way he said it to me, I felt like I violated him, but I was like, oh, for God's sake.
And that's how Gary...
But I have to take it seriously.
I just want to address Sarah. Paul said, saying she's dangerous is a bit of an overreaction. He's reacting to me. I said, someone like this could be dangerous.
Yeah, but I felt that guy overreacted.
No, sorry, we're talking about the woman who reported the guy to HR. So Paul said to me, for me to say that she could be dangerous is an overreaction. Paul, it takes 2 seconds for a woman to tarnish a man's reputation. And even if she's lying, a man's reputation never returns to its former glory after something like that. The mud sticks, even if it's not true.
The man has been literally at wit's end all week over a hug.
I feel for him. For him. And I don't buy into this over feminist narrative. I don't buy into it. I think there's an anti-male narrative now that does concern me, where literally all it would take is 2 seconds for a woman like that who feels that that hug was assault to go on, make a video, say this guy in work assaulted her.
And that's it.
And the guy's life is
over. I feel that could easily happen both ways these days, though. Like, to make any formal complaint in a workplace or make anything,
but we unfortunately
it can severely tarnish either.
Yeah, I think,
do you know what I mean?
Like,
you can't say that it wouldn't tarnish a woman or a male,
but
or
I
female.
Don't think it would be taken.
You're making a formal
if
complaint.
If it was a woman, the claim was being made against, it wouldn't be taken seriously. There is no way. I don't think a man has the exact same pull when it comes to, you know. From a HR perspective,
with a HR department in a formal complaint, they have to treat it respectfully.
I made a video today and I said, I was alone with Jeremy in the studio after the thing, and I said, he tried it on me, he touched my leg. Right,
touch your leg. Okay,
he touched my leg. He was rubbing up against me and touched my leg. Ooh. And I was upset. You wish on, and I was all upset. And I put that up. There'd be outrage. If you put it up, the comments be, oh, grow a pair, get a life, it's blah, true, blah, blah.
No, I understand that in that form and that setting. But like a HR department...
Oh, yeah, they'd have to take it seriously. Yeah.
Okay, but I'm just looking at this, and there's two ways to look at this. First of all, I'm going to ask Lee you a question in a second, Lee. And Katie is right in what she says. There was a story last week, and this happens all the time. There was a story last week in the news. You see that about the female teacher that had sex with one of her pupils? It was in the UK. So teachers,
no, but I hate these stories because then you always see under them, why didn't I have these
and
teachers?
They were
like, this person is a rapist and a pedophile. So I saw
the story online, and I went straight to the comments to see what it was, and it was all that.
But it's all these hungry men who've never seen a pair of boobs in real life. It's all these ugly weirdos.
It is taken.
Most respectable men comment and say, you know, fair play. They should have thrown the book. Like, fair play is in.
Oh, your woman was
locked up.
She's a pedophile.
But it's okay when it's a woman to a man, because where were those teachers when I was in?
I'm talking to Lee, and we've spoken many times on this podcast, Lee, and you're one of those people I feel like I know, even though I've never met you. And I'm thinking now, if I was to bump into you somewhere and you said, oh, it's me, Lee, from the podcast, I'd probably give you a hug without even thinking. And that's probably dangerous. Because I think hugs are nice sometimes.
I'm worried as a mother who has a son.
I wouldn't.
In this world.
I think you just have to be mindful with this. Like, I wouldn't be, put it this way, if someone came up and hugged me, I'd be like, oh, Jesus, how are you? So I'm not like that, right? I wouldn't be.
So would you be okay if I met you and I gave you a hug in a public place?
But if I knew you,
No, I mean, it is actually me I'm talking about. That if I actually met you.
If you bumped into Jeremy today.
Bumped into you in Liffey Valley today and you said, hey Jeremy, it's Lee, I was on the podcast earlier and I gave you a hug, would that be okay?
I wouldn't like, what would you say, go, oh Jesus, get away from me or whatever. I'd be like, oh Jesus, that was nice, and I'd walk on. But it's a different setting. It's not in a workplace, so you can't really compare like for like. Do you know that way?
Well, people in workplaces can be friends. Like in my job, the people I work with,
but I'm just
lovely.
Saying what my experience, like, I thought we were joking, we were social, like, what would you say, chatting in the office, and I tapped on the side with a rolled up piece of paper lightly and said, "How would you go away with that?" And he literally triggered.
I just don't see the point of hugs. Unless it's with my kids or something, I'm having a snuggle with my kids.
If a work colleague,
I wouldn't report them.
A couple of months ago, a work colleague that I work with was very upset one day over getting some bad news. Mm-hmm. And I saw that she was upset and I went over and gave her a hug.
No, that's nice. That's you trying to be considerate.
And she came over an hour later and she says, thanks so much for that hug. No, I didn't ask for consent. Am I a predator?
No, of course you're not a predator. I just don't see the point in hugs. Like, I don't know, like, why you'd be doing it in the work. Would I complain about it? No, I just don't get why you'd be doing it in the workplace.
Okay, stay there for a second, Lee. Here is Emma.
No, honest to God, the world is gone mad. Not being able to give someone a hug, Jesus Christ, if I'm like introduced to someone and I've never met them, obviously, and I'm a hugger, like, I wouldn't put out my hand and shake someone's hand. I was actually, just sums it up, I was at the physio the other day, I done my shoulder in, and the physio, he was a man, and he was like, because obviously you're a woman, can you leave your top and your bra on, and I'll work through your clothes, so I just can't have any breast tissue out. A physio. He's obviously terrified that he'll be accused of something, but I was like there with a shoulder injury and he was working through my t-shirt and my bra, like, obviously just terrified that I would say something or be accused of something, like, the world has gone crazy.
Emma's right. Like, you go to a doctor and if you do anything that involves you taking your top off, the male doctor says, do you want a chaperone? When I was having my gallbladder out, before I had my gallbladder out, they're pressing up here on my tummy, just below where my boobs are.
They're down at your ankles nearly.
And he had to take my top off and he was like, do you need a chaperone? I was like, you're going to stop this horrific pain. No, just do what you have to do. Like,
it's Emma's saying there the world's gone mad. Okay, here's the thing, Emma. That doctor, the thing is, you don't take offence at it, Emma. But if you were of that kind, you could easily put a post up, okay? You could go home from the doctor's that day and say...
The doctor or the physiotherapist assaulted me.
Or yeah, the physio. Jesus, I went to the physio, Mr. whatever, Mr. Murphy. I went to the physio, Mr. Murphy, the other day. Yeah. And I had a pain with my shoulder and Mr. Murphy asked me to take my bra off. All of a sudden, that man's reputation is ruined.
Yeah.
His business is ruined. These stories on Facebook, they get amplified and amplified and people share
Chinese
them and all
whispers.
That. And all of a sudden, that physio who was literally trying to fix your shoulder is a dirty pervert and his life is ruined. So Emma, that's where he's coming from. You're not the type that would have a problem with that, but there are women that would say that that was creepy because some people are fucked up
do
like that.
Do you find as a man that you would have to do things in situations that maybe your wife wouldn't have to do for fear of being branded? Like, do you ever find that you'd have to be more cautious maybe than Sue would?
Around women and stuff like that.
Or kids or anything. Do you find
that
but
kids, yes. Yeah.
Even though you're not that way inclined.
No, you just have to protect yourself.
You would find that you'd be nervous.
And Emma's saying the world has gone mad. Not necessarily. These things, like touching people inappropriate was never appropriate. The thing is about social media, these stories get amplified. And as I said, Emma, if you were offended by him, supposing he had said, take off your bra, you could have easily gone on Facebook or Instagram tomorrow and said, that physio, I felt so uneasy about that. I'd hate to work in a job like that where... anything could be missed.
No, I actually asked a doctor before, actually when I was pregnant, they were doing a check and he said, do you need a chaperone? And I remember saying, do you actually have women who are pregnant, you know, about to burst nearly, and they actually say, yeah, I want a chaperone or I don't want. And he said to me, he said, interestingly, and it's actually probably not that interesting really, but he said that often the Muslim men, and this isn't a topic of Muslims, but it's just he said Muslim men often don't want their wives being checked out by a male doctor. So the male doctor has to leave the room and they'll get a female doctor. Now, I know that's religious reasons and stuff like that, but like, I just don't care. If a man is going to, you know, do something to make, if you're in pain and make it better, or if you're sick, like, they're not thinking about it as this whole thing of, do you want a chaperone? Was this a thing 20 years ago or is this a new thing?
I assume it's because of social media now and that people now have a voice that they never had before and that they can literally try and ruin someone's reputation about something that could be very innocent. Again, Emma, that was a very innocent thing. She wanted her shoulder done and he just didn't want to take that chance. Now, let me go to, who's this, sorry?
That is Samantha.
Samantha, how are you? Sorry for keeping you on hold there. What do you want to say on this?
No problem. I just think it's ridiculous in this day and age that people are all like putting things up on social media like this as well. And also it's made me question myself because I hug every client, man, woman, child, teenager that comes through my door.
So you have that real warm, Samantha, you have that real mammy warm thing about you though.
Jeez, you didn't hear her on the podcast the other day.
Oh, no, no. I was offered to stop the head off Ed.
Nothing warm about her at all.
No, but Samantha...
Well, in work, I'm different, Jeremy. I'm definitely different than work.
I'm sorry, what do you work at?
I'm actually an angel card reader and a healer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I so want to have that done.
Okay, another topic, Katie. Focus, Katie. But why? But hang on a second. And why would that have to involve a hug with your client, that job? I'm not saying, by the way, you're wrong for hugging.
It doesn't have to involve a hug. But what I do is I pick up on people's energy when I hug them, kind of get a good feeling of where they are when they come in. And I've never had anybody say to me, oh no, I don't want to be hugged. And I've never had a bad review about anything like that ever. And I do have all types of people coming to me. I have the traveling community come to me. Everybody comes to me. All different people, types of people come to me. And anybody that comes through the door gets a hug as soon as they arrive because I want to put them at ease. But if anybody was to say to me, sorry, I'm not a hugger, I can completely understand that and I would not do that if they said to me, sorry, I'm not a hugger. Like, but I would go by their rules.
With the greatest respect, with the greatest respect, you are a woman. You have that privilege. You have that privilege. If you were a man, you would have we have to think about things completely different.
Absolutely.
To women.
Yeah, and it's sad, isn't it, really? It really is.
It
because
is.
If you've just got that nature of wanting people to feel comfortable in your presence, and you can't do that with a hug. It's really, really sad. Or if you see somebody coming to you that you already had a conversation with, so you know they're kind of struggling, and you just want them to know that, you know, you're holding space for them and you're there for them. And a little hug will do that for people. But like you say, if a male tries to do it, it's just a sad world, isn't it?
So in the situation that, Gary found himself in, where there was a female colleague going on holidays for 2 weeks, he simply gave her a hug to say, have a nice holiday, and all of a sudden he gets a written complaint. I'd be sick about that.
I think it's disgusting, and I think it's terrible that she went and did that. I really, really do. I mean, she's an adult woman. She has a voice. She could have said to him, this isn't my thing, but thank you very much for thinking of me, but I don't appreciate hugs. She could have done that. She didn't have
some
to go.
Some men are naturally very kind of, you know, warm. Like Adrian now, when he's brought his dogs over to me, Adrian lives less than 10 minutes away from me, and he's called up to my house before in the past with his dogs. My daughter would run out and he'd pick her up into his arms. Like, he's picked her up before into his arms. Do you know what I mean? I think that is lovely. But there's people that would be like, Why is a man going near my child? And that is the scary mentality. Yeah. And my kids love Adrian now. They love seeing him coming. But the men who are warm.
My brother's always come up to see my kids since Daniel's 26 now. And every Sunday, my brother Pat would come up every Sunday with cakes or sweets to them every week. And as soon as they come in that door, like I have two, I have a boy and a girl, he would hug them and ask them how they are. Now, my daughter isn't a hugger, and he appreciates that. So he high-fives her, or they do a knuckle thing, whatever. And like, she's 19 now and she's still like that, you know. But, you know, each to their own as well, do you know?
But again, when you're a female, you
It's easy for us to say.
It's easy for you to say, because I'm telling you now, there are certain women within my circle of either colleagues or friends, and there's not a hope. Even if she turned around and said, my mother just died, there's not a hope, I would hug, because you just can't take.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know as well. You don't know what's going on in their life.
They could have trauma maybe in the past where they were violated or hurt by someone. You wouldn't know what has led them to feel, I suppose, the way they feel. But I think with
Can I ask you a quick question? Sorry about this. But is your friend okay from the dog incident?
Yeah, no, we can't say much about it because it's the legal issues at the moment. But it's looking like it's going to get serious. It's looking like, you know, she could end up
losing it.
You're very good to ask, and she'll appreciate you asking. But it's looking questionable now for the dog.
Okay, so do me a favour. Stay there for a second, please, Samantha. There's lots of messages coming in. This is Martin.
Afternoon, folks.
Afternoon, Martin.
Kind of hit the first bit of it, but if she went to HR about that, Kate is right. She is dangerous. I mean, but also, when you look at it, she's going on holiday. He's giving her a hug. Like, she's probably only going to fucking Tenerife for a week. You know, she's not going out to the fucking, to the back end of Africa for a month or 2 months or whatever. Like, maybe there's a bit of an overreaction from him also. But if she hugged him back, I don't see what the issue is. Like, I mean, if he went for a hug, obviously they were in that sort of friendship zone where he could feel like he could have given her a hug, no problem. But if she turned it the other way, she's dangerous. Katie's right.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Robbie, how are you?
How are you doing, guys?
Good. Gary, by the way, Amanda's deleting comments on Facebook with people saying Gary is this and making all sorts of accusations about Gary, which is not fair because he's not here to defend himself.
And he's a nice fella.
Yeah. What do you make of what happened?
I think we obviously don't know how the hug was received at the time. If you've got to hug somebody and someone doesn't want to be hugged, you know, they will very quickly with body language show you that they don't want to be hugged. And if she didn't present that, then I don't think she really had a case to go to HR. She should have just said, you know, she should have had a chat with Gary, afterwards. And I'm sure, I don't know, the chap you obviously know. But I would assume that if she had said it to him, that it didn't feel comfortable, he would have apologized, and that should have been the end of it. You know, it's like I think I agree with some people calling her potentially dangerous if she's going to make a report like that. The other side of it is if she made constant reports like that, if something did seriously happen to her, it might not be taken seriously because you might just look at her like, oh, she's one of those people.
You see, the thing is, if a woman especially goes to HR within a company and says a man a man touched me inappropriately, which that's what
or even made a comment
or even made
even,
a comment
even verbal
they're always going to side with her. They have to, you have to feel comfortable in. Now Darren is saying, and Darren makes a good point, there is
a great point. Yeah,
there's nothing sexual about a hug.
There's nothing, it's all context.
I agree with him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're saying if a woman went to HR, if a man went there, as I said on Facebook earlier on, if a man said that, he'd be ridiculed relentlessly. And it is a complete double standard. Men can also feel comfortable in those situations. And if he went and made that complaint and you had this topic, I can guarantee, and I'll be honest, I'd be one of them, we'd be all laughing at him.
I guarantee we wouldn't get one call about it. We literally, all the calls would be saying the same thing, saying he's a male Karen, he's a Ken, basically. How dare a man give out about that? It's true. It's not taken seriously. But genuinely, do you know any man that would feel uneasy about getting a hug from a woman? Probably not.
It all depends on the woman. I mean, like, you know, I wouldn't want, I'm not sure if I want Jess giving me a hug.
Jesus, yeah.
Jess?
I'm joking, by the way. I'm joking. Jesus Christ.
Jess is listening. You better be.
I know she's calling.
But there's a few women that listen to this podcast, regular list or callers in this podcast, and you'd know you wouldn't give them a hug. Definitely. One in particular. Yeah, do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah, you do. This particular.
Oh, the one who took umbrage with me?
No, this one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah. You wouldn't be well for trying.
So, Robbie, the best way then to avoid awkward situations is never hug anybody anymore.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I'm not a hugger, I have to say. Outside of the, you know, loved ones or family members.
So if a colleague in work was very sad or something, you wouldn't give them a hug?
No, absolutely not.
You see, I just... it would never dawn on me in work to go up and give anyone a hug, because for me, when you're in work, you're there to do a job. End of story. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And even you have your colleagues in work, but, you know... your friends from work are different from your friends who are actual friends. Do you know what I mean? You can get on great with somebody in work, but you're still there in a professional setting. So
now James is after saying we need context of this story. You got all the context you need. Literally, for those
he's
of you...
he's probably talking about how close they are, what the band... like, I have a very, very dark sense of humour. Very dark. Yeah. There is nothing... nothing.
No, let me just read out the part
joke,
of his message.
But some
again.
Jokes that I would tell might offend people. So you have to be careful. You have to know your audience.
Yeah. So he said he's married, he has a daughter. 2 weeks ago, she was leaving to go on 2 weeks holidays. As she was leaving the door, he gave her a hug and said, have a nice time, okay? And thought nothing of it. So obviously the context is that she's a work colleague. I assume he felt that they had that kind of relationship, that they could actually hug each other and that nothing would come of it.
You wouldn't go up and hug someone you're not friendly with. You just wouldn't. You just wouldn't. You wouldn't go up and hug someone you don't really know. So they obviously, we're familiar enough.
No, a couple of weeks ago at one of my gigs, a girl came up who's been listening to this podcast.
But that's different.
Since
it's a
one.
Fan. It's not too strange. Well, she feels like she knows you. Yeah, when I first met you and Adrian, I was like totally like, oh, I was so, it was like meeting Michael Jackson, because I felt
whoa,
like...
whoa, that's not a good comparison to make, okay?
Okay,
Jesus
okay,
Christ.
Take away the alleged paedophilia. Yeah. I felt like, but like you guys were my heroes. Meeting you guys was like any football fan meeting their biggest football star, but I felt like I knew you. So it's different when you're going up. Now I can't stand you, Adrian, to a lesser extent. It's funny, isn't it, how things work out?
I don't want to hug you.
But, but she probably felt like she knew you and therefore felt familiar with you from list. She knows your kids' names, where you live, what
yeah,
you...
everything.
Do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
When you're on this podcast, you
but
become...
again, you just don't
like
know.
People know you.
Here's Keith.
There'll be more court cases after birthday parties, after funerals, weddings. You fucking name it. Where was all this during the social distancing fucking thing? 2026, you couldn't fucking write this stuff without it.
Now, he does make a good point.
Sometimes I read stuff or hear stuff and I'm like, stop. Just when you think it can't get any worse, political correctness.
Yeah.
Boom. But you're hit with something else.
But again, if she is triggered by hugs, you can't make light of that.
No, and nobody's saying that she has to accept it. Absolutely not. It's her body and her personal space, and she is 100% in her right to feel violated. But personally, she should have said it to... I think she should have just said it to him herself instead of involving management. Plus,
then yeah, but you have these idiots now. Paul Brady. She was going away on holiday. She wasn't even the company. Was there any need for a hug? Well, Paul, with the greatest respect to you, you always come across as quite socially awkward. So
no, but I get
nobody,
what he's making.
He's a socially awkward person.
No, he's like, mirroring what I was kind of saying, as in, like, I just don't see the point. No, I wouldn't go to HR. I wouldn't be offended by it. Absolutely not. I just don't see the point.
No, but if you are kind of socially awkward and you're not into social interactions, conscience, which I'm gathering he's not, because we've never spoken to him.
Or so, seen him.
Oh, have you?
No, we've never seen him.
No, we've never seen him. So you're not a social person. So most of us are social people. I grew up in a huggy household. The household I'm in is a huggy household as well. And a hug never hurt anybody. Let me go, although our next caller might disagree. Trev, how are you?
What's the story, Mr. Mac and Mrs. Dixon?
Good. What's happening?
Did you just call us Mr. Mac and Mrs. Dixon?
Yeah.
I did. Oh. The caller you were talking about earlier, is it Brady you were talking about, Jamie? Because you wouldn't hook that bitch if she was on fire and you were a fire blanket, would you?
No, it was actually a different person who we haven't spoken to.
Who's Brady?
She was
okay, you remember Brady, the toffee nose.
No, this is another woman who rings this.
She always has a problem with erections.
No, this is...
Oh, the erection lady.
No, this is...
Yeah, you wouldn't hold her if she was on fire and you're a fire blanket, would you?
No, this is a different woman who would be quite feminist in her views. Well, what do you make of this? Do you think it's okay just to go up and hug random women?
No, I think if you're working with a person for a prolonged period of time, you have a good relationship and you're saying goodbye to them, what's the issue? She's probably on the fucking rag.
Jesus Christ, come on.
That's not even funny.
And Jamie, can I give you a very, very quick story?
Yeah.
Right, joined the gym a few weeks ago with a mate of mine. He was telling me about this great, fantastic gym he's in. Right, so we're there doing a workout, and he turns around, and I turn around, and we see a girl under a set of weights, and she is struggling. So I was actually literally about to walk over and lift the weights off. I grabbed me and pulled me back, said, "Don't you fucking dare go near her." Four girls ran over to her, two on each end of the bar, and lifted it off her. Not one bloke in the face went near her. Do you know why?
That's mad. They're afraid. They're afraid.
Do you know why?
Go on.
A week beforehand, she done the exact same thing, too much weight in the bar, and she was struggling. A fella went over, stood over, grabbed the bar up, and she went screaming to the office and fucking got your man kicked out of the gym for
attempted sexual assault. I would find something like that. As a woman, I would find like a man looking after a woman like that, and that kind of, you know, that male instinctive thing, I would find that incredibly sexy, I have to say. How can a woman not?
Me personally, Katie, in my own head, I thought the woman being crushed by a bloody weight that's way too heavy for her is the proper thing to go up and lift it off her. But she screamed at sexual sexual misconduct and all this in the office. Your man lost membership, and I'm telling you now, in this gym I'm actually in now, and I won't be in it for much longer. Not one bloke will go near a girl when they're doing weights, and when they're on a machine, they avoid the eye contact. It's fucking weird.
I would find that incredibly sexy. So she obviously, saving a woman like that.
She obviously didn't have a spotter that day, and you should always have a spotter when you're doing a bench press. But were you in the gym when that happened, when she was struggling?
This was the second time, and she was struggling, and I saw it, and you could hear it. She was actually saying, "Can someone help me?" And I went to go, and my mate grabbed me back and says, "Don't you fucking go near that weapon." That's why. And back to this original topic, lads. A woman was obviously on the rag. She obviously had some sort of issue. Like, who the fuck gets triggered by a hug? Now, I'm sorry, I grew up, like you, Jeremy, I grew up in a very affectionate, huggy family. Everyone in my friendship circle, my family, we all give each other a hug when we're leaving, and we're saying goodbye to each other, because at the end of the day, you could walk away from that person and you get creamed by a bus and you have a skid mark on the road. Isn't the last memory of that person you want to be a nice little moment where you said, "See you later, pal"?
So do you
but
think,
this one
do you,
just yeah. ran and complained to the boss?
Okay, but do you think there's something wrong with this woman because she didn't want the hug? Now, here's...
She's a very dangerous woman who obviously is a man-hater. She likes the clam, but you know what I mean? I'm not going to say that. I'm not here to offend people.
It's a serious conversation.
This is a deadly serious
Jeremy. I'm sorry, this is a serious conversation. Did you just say she obviously likes the clam?
Yeah, don't use
it. I did, but I'm not here to offend people, but she probably does, and she's probably on the rag that day, and she probably got rejected by a bloke or a woman and just said, "You know what, I hate all men, they're all bastards."
Or maybe, and here's something.
There we go.
Or maybe, she has trauma, internalized trauma from something.
You wouldn't know, actually, to be fair, in that you wouldn't know.
She was overly hugged as a child. God bless her. Yeah, bleeds.
Okay.
She could have cost this bloke her job, Jamie. And let's be honest, when mud is thrown, it tends to stick. So he could be getting dirty looks off anybody in the office because of this little fucking weapon that's walking around thinking, I'm the best, I'm the most untouchable. Nah, love, you're just a fucking idiot.
But sorry, can you not relate to the fact that some people have internalised trauma and that they could be actually adverse to having hugs or any kind of physical contact?
It's a hug. He didn't walk up and drop his hand between the legs and go, oh yeah.
I remember a while ago there was a man actually done for assaulting a woman. He put his arm around her in a club, around her, like, just like, didn't grope or anything like that.
Yeah.
Do you remember? And he had to pay. He was only out of college, as after studying to some big degree, put his arm around a woman in a club, and he was actually, she actually had him successfully done for assault. I remember talking to Adrian about this about a year or two ago on the podcast, and
I wonder if that comes up in any interviews or background checks.
That would, yeah, no, it does. It stays on the record.
I agree with you. Nobody should destroy
a man's life.
But you're literally glossing over the fact. You're glossing over the fact that this woman could have internalised trauma from something that happened to her. Now, he obviously wasn't to know.
Why, are you going to sit there and say to you with a straight face telling me she was overly hugged as a child or something?
No, oh my God, do you know anything about trauma? Do you know anything?
Yeah, okay, so something bad happened to her in her childhood. Right, first of all, Jeremy, let me ask you a question. When you said you're a huggy person, okay?
Very huggy,
when you're leaving anybody, do you pounce on them?
No.
Or do you, like, raise your arms to go to give them a hug?
No, I literally just,
yeah, you raise your arms to go to give them a hug.
Yeah, that's normally the way I would
so
do it.
So therefore, hang on. There is time for your person who you're going to hug to see your arms going up and for time for them to go, I'm not a huggy person, sorry. That's not a shit to say. She didn't say that. She probably leaned into it, probably passed
I do agree with Trevor there. She
and in
said
the back of
war,
twisted
that.
Mind and said, I'm going to have you done with HR.
So you think it was out of malice?
I'm telling you now, you know what? He's probably even above her in the bloody company. He probably makes more money than that, and she probably wants his job.
I don't know about that.
Okay, to the people annoyed with me now saying that I shouldn't be defending this woman, I'm not defending her. All I'm saying is, generally, you don't know if somebody has trauma.
Yeah, that's
and they
a fair
don't,
comment.
And they
you don't know
like,
if she's
what?
Been hurt before
yeah.
in the past.
So you don't know.
So Jeremy, can you answer what I asked
and
you?
And you making light of it, Trevor.
But I think
said,
that's
oh.
where she should have said to him.
Well, hang on. Jeremy, can you answer what I asked you?
Go on. Which question was it?
When you go to hug someone, when you have time to raise your arms to go to hug someone, you're not pouncing on them. You're not fucking doing it like the Flash.
No.
You're going in for a hug. And what's the problem with her having said, I'm not a huggy person. Why didn't she just say that? Answer that one for me.
I wasn't there. Yes, I do get you. When you are giving somebody a hug, you don't come up from behind them and hug them from behind. That's creepy as fuck. You do put your arms out. Did she have an opportunity to say, see, it's an awkward thing. Would
she
you
might
say
have been caught off guard at the time and didn't want to be like, don't hug me, don't touch me. And then afterwards, but that's where she should have gone to him and said, listen, didn't like it earlier on, don't do it again. That's...
You just don't know. Yeah. You just don't know what people are carrying inside them, Trevor. That's what I'm saying. And you're as blunt as a. Sorry,
I do agree with Jeremy on that. You don't
probably,
know.
Let's be honest. She probably was on the rag and she just wanted to
just
hang
about just,
it.
Jesus Christ! Would you actually grow up? You're going on like a 15-year-old.
She actually is.
Listen, you're like a
lad. You know how we talk.
You're a bloody fudge. Put me on the rags. Put me on the rags.
Okay.
Like, it's like the
I bet he's 16 years old and his voice broke when he was 13. He's got a had a tash since he was 11.
Yeah, it's like you listen to the
yeah,
okay,
you're
like
still living in my mum's basement, as you love saying.
No,
basement here.
But anyway,
what
you do?
No, the point is you don't know what people are carrying around. Why can't you get that?
I'm sure, Jamie, but at the end of the day, she did not have to report him to HR. All she had to do, like he said, was, I didn't like that. Or like what I said, I'm not a huggy person.
That bit
or
I agree
just
with.
Said, just, hang on, just said to him, don't do that again, and not go to HR where he has a blemish on his record now, where it could be a fireable offence in that company. You don't know that. We don't know that. And that's like, she could have done that completely on malice, like a twisted little fucking bitch. You know what I mean? You never know these things.
You never know. Stay there for a second, it's Gareth.
Jesus, lads. Come on now, huh? What is the world coming to now in this day and age? Can't even give someone a hug. Oh my God, I'll be 100% honest with you. We had a work party last week, and so we were all at the party and all heading off afterwards, and our boss, who was a female, came up and was like, oh yeah, thanks so much guys, like, you know, you mind if I give you a hug? I was like, what, like, why would you even ask me that? Of course you can. Like, oh, that's snowflakes, I'm telling you.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Now, that story before the break of the boss asking Gareth, is it okay if I give you a hug? She's obviously had proper HR training. Anybody that's had proper training in managerial positions, training, all that, will ask, because they know that it's protocol that before you give someone a hug, that you...
Is a protocol that you ask consent? Is that actually a HR policy in companies, or kind of a legal thing?
Well, I just know my best friend, as you know, he lives in America and he works in America, and he says the workplace in America is so sterile.
Yeah, but that's Americans. Yeah, Americans are years ahead of us with political correctness.
Because it's all, I'll sue your ass. That's literally mad. There's no, you can't say anything or you can't do anything. And you do have to ask for consent for a hug. I mean, I think when it comes down to common sense, you should know who you should be able to hug or not. But sometimes you get it wrong, like Gary did. Alan, what do you want to say on this?
Hey, Jeremy.
How are things?
I just think, you know, we're kind of going into a situation where everything is now about consent is now a word that covers nearly everything, where we're not even able to be spontaneous and friendly. We're actually finding sinister where there's nothing sinister, and it's taken on a life of its own. This is very disturbing that people are complaining that someone gave them a hug and then they're making it out to be a sinister act of sexual harassment.
You do have a right to your own personal space. Like,
I know, but this common sense needs to prevail, where we can all, if we're in the workplace, so put it like this, if I'm in the workplace and a man gives me a hug to another man and I feel threatened by that hug, and I go to the HR and say, I didn't feel right that he came over and gave me a hug? Or is it only women can use this technique?
I assume that any gender can. Yes, of course I can.
I don't think that. Niall, I think
Jeremy,
that
Jeremy,
woman,
Jeremy, Alan. Jesus, who's Niall?
Jeremy, I think it's... I think it's down to the fact that we're at a losing sight of common sense, and we're actually getting into a litigious society where everyone's emotional hysteria is now taken off into in a way that is not healthy. There was a time when we all kind of had spontaneity. Now that's seen as a threat to people, and that's where they're going, down the route of bitterness. And I don't believe people are carrying that as much as they're saying they are.
But again,
play the victim. Play the victim is now the currency now. Everyone's a victim of something.
But this woman could have trauma. She could have trauma, and that she, you know, that this, she doesn't like men touching her or hugging her.
Right. If that's the case, then so be it. Then we know then she has it's an off limit. But sorry, there's something seriously wrong with people who use the methods of a complaint about a standard hug.
Okay, Alan, I agree with you. She should have said it. She should have said it to the person before and said, listen, I just want to let you know, she didn't even have to get into the trauma thing, I just want to let you know that I do not like hugs from men, and I'm sorry, I hope you don't take offence to it, and that would have solved the whole thing. I think going to HR was it's a bit too much, because now this man, as Katie was saying, has a he literally has a black mark on his work thing. Yeah. Like, literally,
implying somebody's a predator, particularly when they're actually not, and when everything is quite innocent. Obviously, if they are being a predator, they deserve to be branded a predator. But that's literally the worst thing you can call someone, is a predator or a paedophile.
By the way, she didn't call them any of those things. Can we just make that very clear?
Well, like, implying that somebody gave an unwarranted hug, and it's kind of saying, you know, they got in my space, they didn't respect my personal space. It's casting aspersions about his character, so to speak. I'd be highly offended. I would be highly, highly offended if I were called in by HR and told you gave someone a hug and they didn't like it, that made them feel uncomfortable. That would make you feel like a predator.
Okay, John, one last call on this. John, what do you want to say on this?
How you doing, Jeremy? How you doing, Katie? I am simple thing that I said to you on the opening of the podcast, keep your hands to yourself, because this is the way it's gone now. You know, it's very sad. It's very sad. But that's the way society is, you know. And to avoid all this at all costs, don't be touching anybody. Don't be poking anybody, you know. It's sad, I know it's sad. But if you want to hug someone, go home and hug your missus or your kids, you know. Because that's the way it's gone now. You hear what Trevor said about your woman in the gym? He was only helping her. You know, she went fucking crying. So
that's the way it is, you know. Unfortunately, that's the society we live in today.
So I got a hug about 2 hours ago now by a female colleague in work. I didn't feel uncomfortable about it. Was she wrong to give me a hug?
Not at all. You see, you have that understanding. You have that, you know.
People who give out, like, if they were attracted to the person who gave them a hug, they probably wouldn't say anything.
Say again?
If she was attracted to the guy who gave her a hug, I'm not talking about this woman in particular. I'm talking about any, but if they were attracted to him and he was dashing and gorgeous and, you know, made her weak at the knees, she probably wouldn't have said a thing. And that's the truth of it. If it was some ugly, you know, ugly man came up and hugged her, she'd probably be more offended than if he was good looking. I don't believe
you'd
want
to be something wrong with you, Katie, for you to go to HR and complain to somebody and say, listen, Jeremy Dixon hugged me today.
The thing is that Jeremy did say you don't know someone's past with trauma, and you don't. But I think in that instance, that's where you go to the person and say, look, I didn't like that. If they do it again, then obviously you got a problem because they're not listening to you. They're blatantly ignoring what you're asking. But going to HR and
I agree. She shouldn't have gone to HR, but some people just don't like physical contact, John. That is the bottom line.
I get that, Jeremy. That's where to avoid all that. Just don't do it, you know. That's it.
So don't hug anybody. Don't hug anybody.
Don't. You hug your kids, hug your missus. That's it. I personally don't go around hugging people. I don't. I give them a handshake now and again, and, you know, if we're doing a deal or what have you not. But no, I won't be fucking hugging people. It's just, that's it. I leave me hugs from my family, you know. I'm not a hugger anyway. I never was, really, you know. But that's it. You know.
Angry Viv has been on here. I've just been asked to read out a message that Amanda sent to me and says, this entire podcast has done nothing but imply things about this woman's character.
When you pick up the phone, Vivian, and ring in.
FFS. So that's what she said. So basically, I assume she's not accusing me of this because I'm kind of on the woman's side. But she's basically accusing you, Katie, and people like yourself, John.
No, I said we don't know about if she has trauma, and that obviously is very real for people. Like I said, she could have trauma. I literally said it 2 minutes ago, but I think in that instance, she should have said it to the guy first.
Why did she wait until the end of the show? Why did she ring in?
Yeah, like that's what my next point was, Vivian. If you feel like this podcast has all been one-sided, Jeremy has read out the phone number today. How many times? I'd say at least 20 times.
60 million times, yeah.
You've never once come on the podcast, but you often give out about the way the podcast is going. You can call us and we will put you on air.
Have a great weekend, guys. Have a great one.
Cheers. Bye-bye. I don't think anything bad has been said about this.
Somebody who operates like that they could go and make a very serious complaint could be potentially dangerous. I'm not saying this particular one, but somebody could be potentially dangerous. It only takes it takes is one accusation to ruin somebody.
Yeah.
You know, it really does. That's why you have to be very careful.
I'm sorry, I don't think we've been unfair to this woman, have we?
No.
Oh, the only thing we said was that she should have contacted...
Vivian says some people have shit to do, Katie can't always ring in. That's fine, Vivian, but you never ring in. But you often comment on the way a narrative is going, and you don't have to ring in, but I think to say that the podcast has all been one way, you can call in, and if you want to challenge Jeremy or myself or other callers, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, I know, it's like people who give out about a football game.
Oh,
go out and play the game yourself if you're moaning about how the football game has gone.
Exactly.
You know, I know, I do agree with you.
Or say people who say, oh, yous are so one-sided, yous are so one-sided on any topic, and you're like, well, why didn't you pick up the phone and ring us? 085-825-2626.
Too late now, it's over. Anyway, thank you very much for those of you who did come on and give your opinion. And the bottom line is, just be careful. Just be careful, because you never know what kind of trauma people have going on in their lives. And maybe they just don't like him. Could be autism. Never even thought of that. Could be autism. People with autism. But having said that, this particular woman does hug female colleagues. So there is that. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this episode of Opinions Matter. Hit the green bell on Spotify and you'll be notified the next time we upload another podcast. Talk to you on the next one.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.